today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
How did she injure you with the truth lasso? That I forget the details on that.
We had a ditch in front of our house, and we had watched Wonder Woman, and my sister was going to be Wonder Woman and have the truth lasso, and she was going to, you know, do it through the air.
Yeah.
So I jumped over the ditch, and as luck would have it, she caught my leg and jerked it down. As hard as she could.
Oh, she another made
face,
it.
Another face plant, Carrie?
Yeah.
You know, we have so many creative and wonderful people within
great
our
folks.
Community here. And this is what's sweet is, and also maybe telling to our community. Jim Amato, when we were out at our Las Vegas show, he was taking a bunch of video. He's like, I'm going to make, and if Carla stops talking, that'd be sweet. Or you mute her.
Hey, Oscar.
You know what? You're not going to see your sister at all.
It's not my fault, okay?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You know, I was talking to my wife and I was saying, Carla, I want you in there early and ready to go. And then dipshit me,
no.
Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
I didn't
that.
Print the commercials out.
Well, not only that, he made me switch seats.
I'll tell a story and then you can talk all you want about how horrible I am. Okay,
go ahead.
So let me just tell this story first and then we'll do that. So I come in, the last thing, and I don't print every commercial that I have, and it's completely and totally screwed up. And I'm not sure why that is, but there we go. I fixed it. And I shouldn't tell people to do something when I'm
right.
not going to do it myself.
Exactly. So I was in here a quarter teal, and then I guess I was your little
quarter teal?
Yeah,
like
quarter
color teal.
I think that's the color of your shirt, isn't it, Mike? Quarter yeah. teal?
Is that Western Pennsylvania?
Yeah,
again?
that came
teal?
Out a little bit. Yeah, I guess so. My teeth are shifting, I think.
Yeah, let's shift that.
Teal.
Teal. I have been what do they call marbles in the mouth lately?
Speaking of marbles in the mouth, I have a very, very exciting beginning to tonight's show, and I think that everybody that's here is not going to be cynical, and they're going to actually enjoy it.
All right.
Oh, good.
Because we can all relate to it. Michael, can you come in here, please? I think this will be fun.
Is this your son?
I have the godparents here. We might as well show them. Yeah, I hear him.
Oscar and I
room.
Are co-godfathers.
Yes.
All right, now hold on. Now get up close to the camera. Get up close to the camera. Get a little closer, and smile.
Wow, I guess he's meth is really affecting him.
A little broken bad.
Hey, just in time for Christmas.
There he is.
All he wants for Christmas.
Yeah,
he looks great.
You want to tell everybody the story about the extraction that happened about an hour before the show started? Yeah, go ahead.
Yes.
All right, go ahead. Look at the camera, though. Hey, use mommy's microphone. It's easier.
So, at first I was,
what happened? What did I miss? What did I miss?
You don't want to surrender your microphone.
Lazy dad.
It's no easier.
I want him to look at the camera.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
It's
not that I didn't want to surrender my microphone.
That's right.
All right, go ahead. What? Sorry, I shouldn't say that.
That's plural.
So,
I was talking to dad and I was wiggling my tooth then. Dad said, why don't you just let me...
You turn down the cocktail music, or maybe off. That would be really
Dad
great.
Dad was like,
thank you.
Let me yank it out.
Look at the camera, please.
I said no, and then I started wiggling it, and then I...
Can you look at the camera when you're talking?
Then,
punched you.
I saw...
Into the microphone. There we go.
So my tooth started to hang.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And then this part...
Into the microphone, please.
This part started to hurt.
Mm.
So I sort of had to twist it, and I went into the bathroom, and Dad came
into the microphone that you're touching.
And Dad came in, and then I lost my tooth.
What did Daddy want to do? What did Daddy want to do to you?
Get some pliers and pull it out.
So, Michael, does Daddy have an obsession with pulling out teeth?
Yes.
Or does Daddy have an obsession with getting into the bathroom?
No, it was in his.
You look adorable, Michael.
Thank you, buddy.
He's the bone collector.
The bone collector.
I lost. I lost my first front tooth in a Rice Krispie treat.
No.
I remember that. I was in school. Somebody was having a birthday, and they passed out the Rice Krispie treats, and I bit in, and when I pulled it out of my mouth, I said, there was like a little bit of drag, and I looked, and there was just a little blood and a tooth right in the Rice Krispie treat.
So calories have been important to you for quite some time.
Yes, Mike, I'm the only child that ever celebrated a birthday in a classroom. That's Big Fat Rob.
Yeah, but
Big Fat Rob.
My sister knocked out my first tooth at age 3, and it didn't grow back until 8.
Oh, that's right. Was that the Wonder Woman story?
No. Remember when the circus used to be on TV?
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah.
No, of course. In the 70s?
No, I was.
You mean Linda Carter Wonder Woman?
No,
that's a different story, but I think you should tell them both. But tell the tooth story first.
So my sister and I were where my dad was working somewhere, and it was just a concrete floor.
Working.
And my dad was, all the bad things happened when my dad was on babysitting duty.
Mm-hmm. But, that's interesting. I like
she
that.
Told me if we were back to back, she could reach down, pull my ankles, like from... Ooh. You know, from between her legs, pull out my ankles from behind her, throw me up in the air, and flip me and catch me.
Oh, my God.
Inspired by the circus on television.
And so what she did was grab my ankles.
Before wait. I want to get reset here. So she told you that you two would stand back to back. She would bend from the waist, reach down between her feet, grab your ankles, pull you out like between her legs, and throw you up in the air?
Yeah, and catch her.
And catch you.
And catch her, yes.
And so what happened was she reached down, pulled between her legs, and I fell flat on my face.
Oh, you poor thing.
No.
Right on the concrete floor.
Yeah.
And what was Dad yelling, doing? What was Dad doing during all this?
Nothing. Probably drinking.
Selling tires.
Yeah.
Drinking.
Selling tires.
Did he sell tires, Rob?
Yeah, he did. Several times, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was selling tires when I met him, and that's why
Llantas Usadas?
No. Llantas brand new. I believe it was Fuego Stone.
Oh, nice. Oh. I love Fuego Stone.
I have a complete set, I think 8 volumes of the Firestone Christmas LPs that you would get if you bought a tire at Christmas time. You'd get a Firestone Christmas album.
And they were good, right? They were really traditional.
Yeah, and I have, I think, all 8 volumes of them. So that's
the good
that's
old days.
Yeah, good stuff. Now, how did she injure you with the truth lasso? That I forget the details on that.
We had a ditch in front of our house, and she
of
was,
course you did.
That led like right in front of the street, and we had watched Wonder Woman, and my sister was going to be Wonder Woman and have the truth lasso, and she was going to, you know, do it through the air.
Yeah.
So I jumped over the ditch, and as luck would have it, she caught my leg and jerked it down as hard as she could.
Oh, she another made
face,
it.
Another face plant, Carrie?
Yeah. Yeah.
Knocked
the wind out of me, and she's the first thing she
on
said
the
was...
face. On the face!
The first thing she said was, don't tell Dad. And as soon as I caught my breath, I yelled, Dad. And she ran, and we found her in a tree.
What, was Daddy going to beat her?
Yeah. The good old days.
You know,
I broke
on
my
the way,
arm when my dad was on duty, too.
You broke your arm? Go ahead.
Please.
I'm not interrupting this for
trifecta.
A second. Go ahead. Did you do that on your own, or did your sister break it? Like
for anyone who has ever accused me of being an abusive husband, look at how much better her life has been since she's taken me in matrimony.
This is true. This is true. How did you break your arm?
We had horses. I had a pony.
I don't know. That's right.
But this wasn't her fault. She was actually the hero. And my dad was... My dad and his friends were out in the field cutting off chicken heads.
Jesus.
You were a farm girl.
My God. Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. They weren't for eating. It was just their pastime.
Just for fun.
You know, I hope not.
After the chickens were fighting with each other, of course.
Sure. Yes. It was a cockfight, Mike.
Wow.
Good money.
Wow.
And,
great money, Oscar.
My pony got spooked and I by another horse, and I fell off because I was 5. And my dad left me alone to ride my horse.
At age five.
And I fell and broke my arm.
Oh, no.
Poor thing.
And your sister rescued you?
She did. She scooped me up in my arms, and my dad yelled at us that I was okay. And so
you need to rephrase that. He just yelled from across the chicken killing fields.
Yeah.
Blood covering his t-shirt.
You all right over there? Or did he just tell you you were okay?
He just yelled and said that I was okay.
The sad thing is that Ed, her dad, passed before he could write his book on child care.
But she scooped me up in her arms. She was eight. She scooped me up in her arms and called my mom from work. And my mom came home, and my dad had a night job at that time. And my mom, just to prove a point, took me to his work with my little cast on and said, "See, it's broken."
Yeah. Wow.
Not okay, so, Dad.
Yeah, not cool.
So did you have parents that would acknowledge injuries? I had parents that would not acknowledge injuries.
Nobody wants to. No. I don't. If Michael,
my family did not want to acknowledge.
Yeah. You're okay. Neither.
But I mean, mine was later when I was in high school. But I mean, it was still not acknowledged. And I'm just kind of curious. Did your mom and dad? Well, you had
hide our injuries because we would get in trouble again for getting injured.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was the 70s.
I remember when I broke my arm and I hit it for almost the entire day because. And my sister and brother hid it from my parents as well because my sister was watching me, so she didn't want to get in trouble. My brother didn't want to get in trouble because we all get in trouble if one of us gets in trouble.
Sure.
So we hid it until my dad came home from wherever he was working, and he was saying goodnight, and he said, "Why aren't you turning around?" And he turned me around, and I had a big stake on my arm because they thought it was a bruise, and they were trying to get the bruising out. They didn't realize it was broken.
Oh, so you all the kids had banded together,
yes,
to
yes.
defeat yes. the man,
and are, yes. and are treating you. They're yes. putting they're triaging your
yes.
wound
with a yes. with a carne asada.
with steak. And did he know immediately that steak? It was broken?
Yeah. He knew immediately something was wrong.
What was he really, really mad because not only did you hurt yourself, but you also ruined a piece of meat?
That was dinner.
Yeah,
that did you still eat the meat?
But it's funny. I didn't get injured a lot because all I did was watch TV. But
right, we know that story. That was great.
Remind me of one time that I did really injure myself, and I knew I was going to get in trouble. It was when we
you
were
shocked yourself, right? Didn't you, when the TV was unplugged and you were plugging it back in?
I said I can do this with my mouth. Because I was
what
holding
happened?
Cereal
what was
in
your
my
injury?
Hands. No, I was at the Christmas tree stand because, as you know, my family sold Christmas trees.
Right.
And I was young, probably 5 or 6, and they said, "Don't use the saw." And it was one of those bow saws, you know, with like a curved handle. Jeez. And a really, really robust blade for cutting
long,
the stumps.
A long, real serrated,
yes.
but not razor sharp, but definitely sharp and like
really
with those giant
sharp
teeth. I remember.
But
those,
it was fascinating to me as a kid. I remember because it would tear through a tree stump so fast because it was such a massive, crazy blade. And they said, "Well, don't play with it because it's really sharp." And
right.
I just watched them use it all day. Watched them use it all day. And I said, How bad could it be? I watched them do it. All you do is you hold the tree with your left hand and then use the saw with your right back and forth, and the stump comes off. I said, "No one's around. Let me just give it a shot." And I remember grabbing the branch and going chunk, push down, foom, pull it back, chunk, and it goes off the track, up, and right between the thumb and index finger of my left hand.
Oh, my God.
And it's blood where it's not just coming out, it's really sort of falling out in waves.
Yeah.
Gross.
And I'm like, holy S. They were right. I couldn't get caught. So I remember my winter coat was like a denim jacket that had fleece lining, you know, like fake sheep wool.
Yeah.
So
with your reddish hair.
Yeah. And his fair skin.
Yeah, and my bleeding hand. So I try to make a fist to cease the bleeding, and it's not helping. I'm outside at the Christmas tree stand. There's no proper bathroom where I can even wash. So I just jam my hand in my pocket. of the coat. And because of this, I'm running around like Bob Dole, and it's continuing to bleed into the fuzzy lined pocket. And by the time...
Can I get you a good deal on a tree? Right? How old are you when this is going on?
Five or six.
And so, a big coat for a 6-year-old. Yeah,
By the time, well, you had to stay warm, you know.
They would drive.
No, I liked hanging around the tree stand. Oh, okay. And also, there was a fire barrel, which was cool.
Yeah.
And it was just fun. And you know, young, I was learning
merchandise. Stick
your face
in that ever?
The holiday spirit going on.
To distract me from my hand. To distract me from my hand, I licked the fire barrel. But no, by the time it was busy, it was probably, you know, 2 weeks out from Christmas, a real busy weekend. And it had to be if I had been left alone long enough to nearly sever my hand. By the time anyone asked me why I had my hand in my pocket, when I tried to take it out, my hand had clotted to the fur in the pocket.
Oh, God. Yeah. So you're ripping it. Ripping the flesh. They're ripping the flesh.
Now, do you have a scar or anything?
No. No.
No, you're all good?
Healed beautifully. I went to church and they laid hands on me.
Heals beautifully.
They laid hands on me.
I know you broke your arm and Rob severed his artery on
his hand. I've never broken a bone, though.
Besides being kidnapped, what is the worst thing that happened to you?
Oh, almost twice. I almost burned down the house with Fry Daddy. Mm. You remember those?
Was that your first husband?
Who hasn't?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
I'm the first husband.
Yeah, so the whole Fry Daddy story was interesting. I was probably 11. My mom was at work. I was at home. And then they had a plastic top for this grease machine. Mm-hmm. And I turned it on and I forgot to take the top off. So when I looked down, I saw that it was melted into the grease. And I thought, I'm going to be in so much trouble. And therefore... I poured water in there to start cleaning
it.
And then, it was like a volcano.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Slowly, and then boom. I mean, everywhere. All I could do was watch it. And man, I stayed up all night almost. I felt like all night just scrubbing it, mm-hmm. like trying to make sure.
But nothing burned down.
Nothing burned down.
Good.
I'm shocked, but she never figured it out. But I knew I had to clean that because I would be in a lot of
trouble. Do you ever
break
anything or have any major injuries?
No, knock on wood.
What do you mean she never figured it out? What had happened when she saw the melted lid?
Oh, I don't remember. I honestly don't remember.
She's all partied out.
All I can tell you is like above the cabinets, you can see like grease stains, but she didn't.
Any chance she just couldn't see anything
because of the clouds of smoke.
Yeah, too much smoking in the house.
She said, I probably did this.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Exactly.
Were you home alone at 11?
How dare you?
Yeah, I was home alone at 5.
And they wonder why we don't leave kids home alone anymore.
Yeah. Latchkey kid. Kindergarten.
Yeah. You gotta use a spoon to turn on the light.
I remember.
So well, yeah.
To reach up there?
Oh, yeah.
Shannon, did you ever get... Shannon's cracking.
Shannon, are you still with us?
Did you ever get hurt, Shannon?
Shannon's laughing at Rob, like, oh, here's how I did that. No problem.
What?
You're slaying Shannon because you said that... That poor Carla's mom, who we're all friends with, came home and she was so hammered she probably melted the top and didn't remember it. And you slayed Shannon on that.
I'm doing is I'm reading into things that I would have done.
Rob was feeding off the discussion.
One time I came downstairs and I said, "Why is there cheese in the toaster?" Oh yeah, hey, that's right.
Did anyone see the viral video of the girl? I think it's a TikTok video of the girl cooking a steak in the toaster.
No. I've seen it.
Did anyone see it?
I have not seen it. No.
I think it was like it was brown on the outside and completely raw.
Of course. Yeah.
But I will be honest with you. I looked at it and went, if you had it on the highest setting, what could you do?
Isn't it high time that they would make a toaster that had a setting that you could throw the cheese and the toast on and just melt it there?
It's called a toaster oven.
Not the one that like is flat and horizontal. I want a vertical
one.
But
one that you can depress the thing and
gravity will never allow you to do this.
Steak pop up in
your
hand.
I think when it comes to small household appliances, we are always ready for new innovations. Mm. It's what Americans can do. We can do that. Figure out a way to do it.
Have a catching tray
for the melted cheese.
Yes.
But then you don't have the cheese on your bread, so then what's the point? You don't want to go to the catching tray because it's got crumbs on it.
Just because you melt a little cheese doesn't mean it's good.
Or how about this?
Ooze out all over the bottom.
Got it. You got to crimp it. You gotta crimp the bread no. so the cheese stays in.
No, you no. have a little metal thing, so when it goes down, it just kind of pushes
like
that
vice.
A vice.
Like but like it's like how they make Uncrustables.
Yes.
But it's a cheese,
patent
an uncheesable.
That.
Yes.
That.
Right.
Oh, we're all gonna be millionaires.
Damn, I want a steak right now.
A nice toasted steak.
I want cheese something.
On
it.
Yeah.
Crispy on the outside, raw on the inside.
Mm. So, Shannon, did you ever hurt yourself?
Yeah, I broke my hand.
Oh.
My.
What?
Your right hand?
My right hand, yeah.
What happened?
Yeah.
I was on rollerblades. I fell.
Oh.
Yeah.
She was being athletic. Shocker. Good
yeah,
for you.
And then when I, this was in first grade, actually. And then when I went to school, they tried to give me a typewriter to
no.
write.
So you,
in
because you had to
grade?
Do your work.
Yeah, it was weird.
How weird you typing
in first
grade?
To be in first grade.
Were you in an advanced school where they get?
Are you like, is there something we don't know?
Oh, she went to a French school. French school.
Yeah, it was like all French.
You went to a school in France where they gave typewriters to first grade?
It was here, but it was an all French, like you spoke French as your first language.
Do you still speak French?
No.
Her grandfather went to the Wharton School of Business, so he's very wealthy and helped them go to a really nice school when they were young.
I go to Reardon.
Yeah. It's true. I was
Reardon
like,
is, for the people that don't know, it is the show we're all watching on HBO called The Undoing. And Reardon is the school where all the horrible things have happened to the poor children there.
Reardon has a wonderful French typewriter program.
Now, so wait, I'm curious about your schooling. So was this a very advanced school that you went to?
I don't know. I have no idea why a school like that would exist.
I know why.
It seemed weird.
I talked to her mother because I care and I'm interested.
Yeah. I said, you're more engaged in her education than
yes,
she is.
Yes, my entire right, life. There's a
all
theme.
Yeah.
And I said, I asked her wonderful mom and she said that her father wanted them to go to a formative education. And this French school, this French international school, which is pretty prestigious, is known for that. And she,
Mike, you've heard of it. It's called the Surrender Academy.
And she went for what? How many years of?
I stopped going there after the third grade.
Yeah,
fourth grade, we switched because my mom started to get worried about us not being able to
assimilate.
Well, yeah, and be able to like speak English really well and
at lunch,
write in English really
right with
well.
Your hands.
So, how are the fries at lunch?
No, Rob.
Oh, that's a great question.
I don't remember lunch. Oh, that geez. Wasn't my
they
sole
didn't feed you.
Priority.
So first, second,
fat,
third,
Rob
will you
would
speak?
Remember the fries?
I would too.
So yeah. First, second, and,
sucked.
First, second, and third, were you speaking French?
Yeah.
So that would be the primary language in your school?
Yeah, at school, that was you had an English class where you would speak English, but every other class that you went to, like even math and science, you were speaking French.
That surprises
That's awesome.
Me because
That's so cool.
I really never understood the mechanics of grammar until I learned French in intermediate school. It helped me to understand the way English works. So I'm surprised that your mom was concerned like that. And
yeah,
she shrugs.
Me too.
Yeah, it is
me
a podcast
too.
To get easier.
I totally
please.
Would have kept Michael in something like that. Totally.
So, do you feel like that gave you a good foundation educationally to
they say.
Going there to till through? Was etiquette a big part of it too? Did you learn like manners and stuff
and
like
hygiene?
Why
no.
Did you say?
No, I don't
you know.
Because
don't the French like not?
I did not.
No,
have you been?
Like
hold
a
on,
bunch of
hey,
American
talkie,
kids.
Talkie in the back of the car. Have you been pre-gaming tonight?
No,
I get the impression you've come to the show loaded.
No.
Or you're very energetic to
him. I was 10 and a half minutes in before I even poured.
He's a lot of fun. He's a lot of fun.
He's happy.
Yeah, screw that.
But I am
talking
pissed.
To Shannon.
I'm
right.
pissed because we don't have any Galliano's, so it's screwdrivers instead of Harvey Wallbangers.
Oh my God.
Carrie, what? Did you not pick up what you were supposed to?
Yeah, I know.
Well, she only buys groceries. She only buys groceries when I ask her in French.
So, Shannon, did you go to public after the French school? Did you go just right into public?
By
after
the way,
that?
Where was this yeah. French school?
Yeah, where was it?
I think it was in like Suitland, Maryland.
Oh,
really?
Yes. The yeah. very storied French community.
Suitland, yeah, like Maryland. I don't think that this was that prestigious of a school.
I'm not expecting you to remember that. Maybe it was a daycare
and they told you a school. Your mom made it seem like your grandfather was paying for the tuition at this private school.
That's possible.
Maybe it was the mom from Catch Me If You Can. Maybe it was Frank Abagnale's mother. Who's sitting there, making a little extra money.
That's a great movie.
Very, very good movie. I mean, my injuries were all inflicted by kids. My injuries when I was a small child were inflicted. I told the story.
People didn't like you.
No, he hit everybody. Chad Ram attacked Bruce Kelly with a baseball bat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He hit me in the eye when I was 5 years old with a hammer. I almost lost my eye. And he scratched my face so that I had scabs from the top of my forehead down to my chin.
Mm.
Two forefinger handprints where he tore into my face. Mm. And that's when my dad was driving back from Hartford. Mr. Ram, who was about 4'10", was in the yard raking, and my dad quietly put the car in park. I was sitting in the back. I was in the back of the station wagon, and I see my dad get up, walk over to Chad. And all I saw was Chad's little shirt pinned up against the tree and my father calmly having a discussion with him. Because I guess my dad had freaked out when he hit me with
the hammer. I would too. Yeah.
People know the story of Chad Ram from years and years ago. But then my dad didn't care about injuries because when I busted my nose playing hockey, I came home and
it's not broken.
My eyes were already starting to black. And he said, "That's not broken. It's not broken. It'll be all right." I came down to the breakfast table and I said, "Dad, I really think it's broken." He said, "Well, it's too late now. Don't worry about it. It's all right. You know, it's no problem."
Would you remember the name of the French school if you heard it? Is it Rochambeau French International School in Bethesda?
No.
Is it Lycée Rochambeau in Chevy Chase?
No.
A lot of Rochambeaus.
Do you remember the name?
It was is it
the Dora Kennedy French Immersion School
in
Greenbelt?
Dora Kennedy French Immersion School.
No.
Oh, it's not?
Wait, Shannon, are you telling the truth?
Yeah, I think it was called Shadyside Elementary.
Shady?
That doesn't sound... That sounds like something in Gaithersburg.
Sounds like gorgeous. Yeah.
Sounds... Shady side.
I don't know.
Well, the whole thing
sounds shady to me.
Yeah,
is it a bad memory for you?
No.
Okay.
But I don't know.
Just for context, every time I talk to Shannon about her childhood, this is the attitude I get.
I don't remember much.
Yeah.
I think I remember third grade.
Would it help if you gave her a couple of like Starburst or something like that to get her to open up a little bit?
No, I really don't remember.
I gave her a mandate before the show, Mike. Don't you worry.
Yes.
Did you say no eating?
Yeah, I said no.
We all had discussions.
Yeah, I said, hey, how about we respect the process and let's not chomp while we are doing the show.
Right.
Yeah. And she took
just told me not to talk dirty.
Drink and don't eat. And I was told to be on time.
And to look
well, that's
hot.
It. That's the start of the show. When we come back. What?
Oh, two things. First of all, Shannon, I love third grade. Third grade, I had Mrs. Schultz. She was the best. She gave me a candy bar at the end of the year. Man, I still think
about her. Hello, Miss Carla. This is Miss Schultz.
Miss Schultz was a cute little young thing and so sweet.
That's sweet.
I found her on Facebook.
Was that before or after you were kidnapped?
Oh, that was after.
How are we skipping over that part? You were kidnapped?
Well, he had to marry her somehow.
Hey. There you go. We can start the show. She'll tell the story when we come back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You lost again.
It's not fair. You're bigger than I am. It's not fair to win twice.
But nobody ever said that life was fair, Tina. I'm bigger and I'm faster. I will always beat you.
I'm on the board of directors of this lousy company.
Well, we assumed that with your husband gone, you would no longer want to be on the board.
Al and I helped build Pepsi to what it is today. I intend to stay with it. You drove Al Steele to his grave, and now you're trying to stab me in the back? Forget it! I fought worse monsters than you for years in Hollywood. I know how to win the hard way.
Miss Crawford, We don't want any hard feelings.
You don't know what hard feelings are until I come out publicly against your product and you'll see how much you sell.
Please, Miss Crawford. It's hardly necessary to make threats you surely don't mean.
Don't f*** with me, fellas! This ain't my first time at the rodeo. You forget the press I delivered to Pepsi was my power. I can use it any way I want. It's a sword. Cuts both ways. I don't ask much from you, girl.
Mommy.
Why can't you give me the respect that I'm entitled to? Why can't you treat me the way I would be treated by any stranger on the street? Because I am not one of your fans! You haven't touched your lunch.
It's raw.
It's rare, not raw.
But it's got all this red juice when I push on it.
Then don't push on it. Christina, meat loses its vitamins if it's overcooked.
But I've had my vitamins this morning. Pills.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Mike, you inspired that tape because I may cheat and steal your Thanksgiving tradition and watch Mommy Dearest next Thursday.
It's such a wonderful holiday movie to watch.
It's a great film.
I disagree. Do not watch it.
Anyway, we are live from the Podcast Village Studios at our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Heard all over the place from Columbia Falls, Montana, Cambridge, Maryland, Luckenbach, Texas, Point Harbor, North Carolina, Hollywood, Florida, and Deborah Burhan, Ethiopia. She's also a great anchor.
I know her. Yeah.
This is the Evening News with Deborah Burhan. Isn't that funny, Shannon? Anyway, the show today is brought to you by MyBookie. It's clear that 2020 has been a year unlike any other.
It's actually took a tranquilizer.
Which is why you need a sportsbook unlike any other. Get in touch with MyBookie, where the action never stops. Whether you're a first-timer or have been playing for years, you're going to love MyBookie. If you can imagine it, you can bet on it. And don't miss their huge casino platform. You get access to all the classic table, slot, and card games. And the best part is, at MyBookie, the doors never close. Make the smart play and sign up today at MyBookie. Use promo code TMOS at sign up to grab yourself a free $20 bet with your deposit. The terms are simple. You make your deposit, use the code, and get hooked up with a free bet to use on anything in the sports book.
And you get to play anytime you want, day or night. I had to tell him to turn it down the other night. All I heard was like slot machines. I'm like, honey, turn it down, please.
Well, what's that like, Mike?
Friday night cocktail party.
Exactly.
If you've been on the fence, try MyBookie. It's officially winning season. Join in on the fun. And why are you leaving your watch?
Because you can see
I
Michael.
I have a little boy talking to me.
Behind the backdrop.
Soon.
Join in on the fun and win some cash while you're at it. MyBookie. Welcome to the show. What's going on?
He wants to know when his sister's going to be here.
He's been waiting. Elizabeth is on the way.
He's been waiting for 3 days.
Is she on the ground yet? She's 1 hour out. She's not, they're driving. Yes, she is, Rob. She's been on the ground since 4 a.m. They're driving down here. So. Remember with that pandemic, they didn't want to fly. We didn't. We were okay with that.
That's fine.
They're going to be here for a week. So
I'm being yelled at.
What's going on, buddy? Oh, he's angry. That's his anger. Let me see those teeth again. Let me see that smile. You don't want to show. What are you mad at?
Oh, he's mad.
What are you mad at?
It's coming in an hour.
Yes, an hour and 5 minutes.
If you can count to 3,900, she'll be here.
You have to count to 3,900. That's Rob making a joke. Anything
no, it's
you'd
true.
Like to say
if
to Rob
you
for
one number,
joke?
One math, number per
math
second.
Math is
that's
Rob's subject. He knows math.
Uh-oh. Are you good at math?
Oh,
yes, I am.
Are you very good at math?
I'm very good at math.
I'm very good at math.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. How about this? Do you know what a factorial is?
Do you know what a factorial is?
I wish I could help you.
No. I have a question. Do you know what a dork is?
It's very anti-intellectual, and I know you value. You're the most educated man in the room.
Yes.
Michael, we're doing a show now, and you got
full temper.
He is on the floor right now, right behind us.
Buddy, you need to push that in. You can't.
And this
slide
is
that
unacceptable,
away.
Honey.
I love show business. It's okay if you have a tantrum. That's fine, but don't mess up the backdrop.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
Yep. Thank
so,
you.
Mike, you're drinking that light beer, that new light beer from Miller.
Yes, but we were going to get Carla's kidnapping story. Before
yeah. Oh, that's right. Yes. Yes. Right. That's
sorry
right.
Sorry about that.
Mike drives the show, Ron. Remember.
All right.
Wait, hold on. Let me fix this.
I'm not going to get into too many details, but I can certainly. Michael, are you okay?
Hold on. I'll be right back.
No yeah. problem. No problem. No problem.
He ran.
Yeah, he should be running.
You can actually square out into the camera uh-oh a little bit more if you'd like.
Hey, you know what? The way Mike made that exit, yeah, if Michael's running and Mike is keeping up that pace, I don't think he's going to catch him. I'm no odds maker, but my money's on Michael.
Yeah, mine too. Trust me, he's been fast since he's been a little baby.
Okay, but real quick, what I was trying to say is, but we want to hear your kidnapping story, but we always sign on in the first break with what our poison is for the night.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally.
We haven't weighed in. So Mike is having Miller Lite. I'm drinking a screwdriver with Tito's.
And I suck. I'm having Truly, and I'm going to have a horrible hangover because I'm drinking Truly.
What flavor tonight, Carla?
Well, this is mango. I have all different kinds of flavors.
Oh, mango's the worst.
I started with the worst first.
Okay, that's fine. Get out of the way. Get out of the way.
Yeah. Carrie Lynn?
I have a Blue Moon.
Hey.
Good for you. Good for
out of the bottle, no oranges. No oranges. Shannon?
I'm a simple girl.
Champagne, right? I just went to the store.
The regular.
Oh, is
my peach from, got me this.
Yes. Is that from the French school?
Yeah.
It's from the French school. In Suitland.
It's a Vive Cliquot. Is
that's what they had at lunch. That's why she couldn't remember.
It's my favorite. It's my favorite.
And
that's
I'm just
only
drinking
Corona.
Just
Corona,
to get
no
mad at him when the only reason he's pissed is that he wants his sister.
I know with that
sooner
little tooth that's out, like all you can do is look at it and just kind of hug him.
This is late for him. So
give him a big hug. He's a cranky Yankee.
But he hit me.
So, he hit you?
Yeah.
A sad lad.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's a slap. What
he
do
gave
you
me
mean?
A little slap. And,
how so? You know,
where on your body? Where on your body?
I went into the living room. I had to take my belt off, come back, put the belt back on.
Hey, oranges are different, Michael. No,
he doesn't use a belt.
Just like open Crosby.
He doesn't use
a belt. Yeah, we don't hit in the house.
No, I use Jack Johnson and Billy O'Reilly or whatever the hell the names are.
We use words to cut.
Don't you dare. Don't quote Will Ferrell. You're so much better than that.
Sorry, I got him right here. Anyway, I got him right here. There they are. You know,
it's but just scaring them with the belt, right? I used to get beat with the belt, but just
this
scaring
is law and this is order. Now, do you want to get some law and order? Anyway, getting back to you being, do you want to tell that story? Is it too
sure. I mean,
painful.
It's interesting. Well, the first time I was kidnapped was by my actual father when I was two, and he took me and my brother and took us to Texas, and my mom had no idea where we were for the first 6 months.
Oh, wow.
That was back in the day when
6 months?
For 6 months.
Wow.
Yeah, so
Before you move along, was she looking for you, though?
Yeah. she didn't start looking until 3.
Yeah.
No, I'm
sorry. I mean, did she even, was there like a flyer with like phone numbers and the bottom is cut?
Well, yeah, actually, I'm going to get to that.
Oh, no.
So what happened was he picked me up from daycare and he wasn't supposed to. I guess I got sick and I remember being sick and they called him. He's like, yeah, I'll come pick her up. And so he came and picked me up. And all I remember is traveling.
He came and picked you up.
Didn't I say that?
So you said he'd come and pick me up.
Do you want to tell the story?
Judge's
just, like,
rule.
Come on, Mike.
Right,
she's been kidding.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus.
Come on.
Yeah.
Can I just tell the story?
You can't talk over the side. You got to sort of talk.
Well, you know what? You're getting on my nerves.
All right, I know.
Wait till she's got done with the show.
What? What did I miss?
She said, wait till she's done.
Teal.
Teal. Wait till I'm done. I'm going to pop right you one.
So you called him?
No, the school did.
School did.
Oh, the school called
you. Pay attention.
He was an emergency contact on the yellow card.
No, he shouldn't have been. I don't know how they.
Maybe it was an old card.
Yeah, it was old card.
Right. So either way, he picked me up, and the next thing I know, it's me and my brother and him, and we're traveling in this ratty ass car to Texas, and we're sleeping in the car, and I guess we make it to Texas, and then during Texas, we don't have. There's a lot of stuff.
Okay, from where
to
where though? How was it from Virginia to Texas?
From Pennsylvania.
Okay, got it.
That's even further.
To Texas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when did your mom realize you were gone? When the milk lasted a long time?
Yeah. So I don't know that. All I know is that that was back in the day when you know, everybody wanted. You know what? Screw both of you.
I'm compassionate, and I'm listening.
Okay.
Wow. We haven't had to buy bread in 2 months.
We're listening.
Now please, that I got
please
that
continue.
Off.
Please continue.
Either way, they were getting ready to put our picture on the milk carton, because that's back in the day when you could do that kind of thing. Yeah, and she ended up finding me. Won't get into those details either. But while I was in Texas, is when there was this lady that used to watch my brother and I, and she was called the witch. We would go into her house, and she would have the TV on low, and there would just be subtitles. And she always told us to be very quiet, because if anybody came to the door, we had to act like we weren't home. Don't know what that was all about. But she was the same woman who told my father, "Hey, John, watch out, because this guy is watching your kids. He keeps coming around and he's watching your kids." Well, I didn't know anything about that, but I came out of the apartment. I was in my little cute dress, and I was out in the breezeway, and this car rolls up, and this guy, you know, looked at me and said, "Hey, little girl, come here. Do you want some candy?" Honestly, like, and then
seriously,
he actually offered candy.
Wow. He offered me candy, and I just stood in the breezeway, and I froze, and I looked at him, and keep in mind, September. I mean, it's always hot in Texas. Mm-hmm. So I'm 2 something. And I just looked at him, and he's like, come here, little girl. And I just stood there, and then I just went like that. And then of a sudden I just turned around and ran back into the door, and he squealed off. But wow.
You've remembered that all
day,
your life.
To this day, that bothers me so much, because that was in whatever year, that was 1982 in Houston, Texas. Mm. And it always bugs me, because what was he going to do with me? Was he going to, best case scenario, he was going to give me to a great family and I would have had a wonderful life. But worst case scenario, you know, you think of everything that could have happened.
Yeah.
And it also makes me think, you know, this guy didn't get me or my brother, but he did, you know, I don't know for sure, but I'm pretty sure that he got somebody else. Mm.
You just had a sense that was a very bad guy.
He wasn't very, yeah, totally. So I always just kind of maybe want to go back and say, hey, to Houston, like, I don't even know where I live. Find out where I was.
Right.
And, you know, like, is there a piece that I can give to the police department to help somebody else? Yeah. Like, did anything weird happen during that time? Is there something that I'm holding that I could help with?
Did you ever see this guy with a soft serve ice cream from McDonald's at your elementary school by chance?
In my daycare parking lot.
That was me.
It was Mike trying to get me way back.
I said, wait
at least 15 more years.
Howdy, kids. The ice cream man's here.
When he offered you the candy, did he sound strangely like Robert Stack?
I don't even know who that is.
He's the guy from Unsolved
Mysteries. Oh, hey, I like that guy's voice. Scares me.
Hey, who's enjoying recess? You want to enjoy it more?
Anyway, I'm sorry.
Who wants a Jolly Rancher?
So everybody, watch out for your kids.
Yeah,
watch your kids.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And,
I think I'm okay. Like, up here, maybe not so much, but.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense you found life.
Scary.
Yeah, you married horrifying.
So. You look like you need another cocktail. Thank you for telling that story. You look like you're dry. Yeah. Are you empty?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Are you?
Yes, I am.
Well, go get yourself a beer.
I have to do the commercial.
I can do the commercial.
No, I'm doing the commercial. We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Michael Mary Show.
See?
Beer.
Light beer from Miller. Then walk right out to the
phone. In a world where others found happiness, one man cautioned all those around him.
Don't get happy.
Podcast Village Studios is proud to present Michael Sean Patrick O'Mara in the role he was born to play.
I'm not going to be fucking Santa Claus.
I will find you, and I will kill you.
And Regina from the New York Times calls it pretty, pretty good.
Very good. Very good.
Very good. This film is not yet rated and will not be shown anywhere. The Mike O'Mara Show is available on demand in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and available on Stitcher and Spotify. In space, no one can hear you scream, but on the internet, everyone can hear you, bitch.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Tonight might be the night. Mrs. O'Mara has acquired some firewood, and the solo stove has been placed out on the patio, and we have a bit of a cold snap down here in Southwest Florida, at least for us, cold snap. 50s is a cold snap.
That is a cold
and,
snap.
And we're very excited, so might be solo stove time, cold weather. Fall is here. The foliage is breathtaking.
Beautiful,
and there's nothing
foliage,
like
Senator.
It's great foliage from the West Virginia pines, too. Like a roaring fire, it'll bring you back to what matters. Those fireside moments keep you grounded and remind you how to be human.
Oh, great.
Mike, I'm going to go out on a limb here. This stove makes a great gift.
Solo stove, Rob. Yes. We all got them. We all love them. They're great. Solo stove creates moments. Stainless steel construction designed to regulate airflow and burn more efficiently. It's truly magnificent. It's
beautiful foliage.
Like nothing you've ever seen. Great foliage from Maine down through Georgia.
Oh, West Virginia, so little, Maryland.
Shut up. So little smoke, you'll wonder how there's so much fire. Plus, no campfire smell on your clothes. Nothing left but ultra-fine ash for easy cleanup. Solo Stove products are portable and built to last. Easy to light, totally portable, and Solo Stove gives a lifetime warranty with every purchase. You can't beat that. No one needs a reason to gather around the fire. Solo Stove just took away any reason not to.
Mike's cracking. He's cracking his
Mike's
knuckles.
Opening his beard.
Really, no, he's really
for those people
those
that are using
on.
The audio portion.
Oh, sorry.
He's just cracking his knuckles.
And now you get $10 off when you use promo code TMOS at checkout. Just go to solostove.com. And remember, you get $10 off when you use promo code TMOS. Welcome back to the show. This is our pre-Thanksgiving cocktail party, even though Thanksgiving's not until next week.
Yeah.
And it's all over the place. The travel restrictions and the idea. I have a pretty significant guilt complex with all the railing I've been doing about people not being responsible during this year, with having non-immediate family. And when I say immediate family, people that we live with.
Yeah.
Right. There's a word. What do they call it?
Nuclear family.
The nuclear family.
That's right.
It's the family that's right there. My daughter and her boyfriend are coming into town, I don't know why, but I do feel a little, a little bit of guilt. But
I get that.
You did the testing protocol, and you did what you need to do.
She was tested yesterday, or at least came back negative yesterday. So
the people,
seen
it? Oh, that's the, good.
Have I what?
Have I seen
the test? Yeah.
No, the people Elizabeth, you need to work for are the people that are having 35 people over to their house.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
That's the thing that you got to worry about.
My daughter is pretty diligent about, this is either her second or third test. And so, but I get it. I understand it. And if I'm to me, it's all degree, mitigation of risk and all of this. And the way that I hear, I don't know where we got lost as a nation, as far as that some people will be described as being overly cautious, which I don't think that's such a thing. In
overly cautious.
There are some people that haven't left their homes since this.
And there are people that haven't left their homes, but then there are people that don't give a rat's ass.
Well, I haven't left my home since October, and that was 5 months before the pandemic.
That's true. Stunning. It really is.
Carrie's like, I'm not going to say anything.
It scares him so much that he, for the past 2 years, hasn't even asked me out on a date.
That's right.
Terrible.
Kind of
nailed the anniversary,
breaking
though.
Breaking news.
Yeah, you did.
Yes.
Let me just get a word in here, Rob. Breaking news. I really wanted to. Donald Trump Jr. Tested positive for COVID right before we started taping.
The young buck, he'll beat it.
Yeah.
Who's surprised?
And
Rick Scott, too.
Rick Scott, senator from the great state of Florida, tested positive today.
Yeah.
So it goes on and on. I have heard the analogy about you're at the finish line and you crawl into that finish line, or the armistice. You're a soldier that gets killed a month before the war is over, and we have this great news going along with these infections that
and the vaccines.
We're going to get the vaccine, that there are going to be treatments available, testing is going to be available. It's It's just a weird
Hopefully
time.
It's like a snowball effect where this just all happens really, yeah,
but
really
we have
fast.
To be ever vigilant.
And
ever.
Even after the vaccine, it doesn't, like we said on the show this week, it doesn't just, it's not the flip of a light switch. It doesn't just end. Even when you got the vaccine, you have to continue to be courteous to people mm-hmm. around you and
Absolutely.
Be vigilant. So we're going to get out of this. There's no doubt. No one doubts well, that. It's just mm-hmm. a long-range
Carrie, you're still working
plan.
At the school system? Is it still in the school? I mean, are
still
you still
open?
Doing the opening with the schools?
Yeah, well,
or what's going on?
So we just have special ed in our school right now. I'm in high mm-hmm. school. But there's two different groups that will go. One group will go Tuesday, Wednesday. One group goes Thursday, Friday. Which
How many
is
students do you have each day? I forget.
Oh, don't mind that. That's just Wisconsin Avenue.
I thought Pony was... Leave
I thought it was
the
a
day.
Dog.
Jaws music.
Somebody's leaving the strip joint with a big chopper.
My group, we have six students on my day. The other day is two. But on December 1st, they're supposed to bring in all the students for those 4 days, all the special ed students for mm-hmm. the 4 days.
So it'll be 8 days, eight students, 4 days a week each day.
Yeah. Okay.
So your county has been locked down for most of the students since yes. this whole thing began.
Yeah, but what they've done is there was a hybrid choice where you could go into the school 2 days a week and then do distance learning 2 days a week. But they stopped that and went 100% distance. But January 21st, parents now are doing a survey to see if you want to do it. And Robert's decided he wants to stay home. But
don't blame him.
But also, I think, again, as we were going through this in the end of the summertime, Robert likes his time at home with his friends.
Where'd you get that from?
I don't know. But the thing is that when it was going through, when they were making the choices at the end of the summer, there was a spike then too. And there's a spike again. So don't anything that a choice is made, don't think it's going to stick because it's changing day to day and getting worse.
Jesus, Carrie. That is
against
the law.
That is against the law. Sense of taste.
Yeah, that's a weed
sneeze. She's sneezing twice.
Oh, my.
No,
but as of Tuesday, and I might have this off a little bit. If in the next 14 days we go up to over 10% new cases mm-hmm. in the past 14 days, or over 200,000 cases,
yes.
then it's going to be distance learning mm-hmm. for everyone for the rest of the year.
They sent out a grid actually with like a mathematics schematic that they wow. have to meet. It's weird.
Well, then, I think your school system's doing the right thing.
Well, we're already over 200,000. We're at like 8.5%. So it's mm-hmm. very likely that our students won't even go through December.
And it's, I think the thing that needs to be said here is that for special ed kids, it's tough on the kids, absolutely, because they need the routine. They need that repetition. I've heard yeah. the lesson plan. It's amazing what they do with them, but they're poor parents that yeah. really have to put their entire life in check and stop for that amount of time.
Because of the care that's required.
Yeah, when you're doing the distance learning, the parents have to be there with them. And I mean, that's a lot.
That's tough.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's not like,
imagine.
I mean, I don't want to make it like that the parents are dumping the kids off for 6 hours a day for that break, but they yeah. need
oh,
that
it's specialized
break.
Care.
But, oh, my
yeah,
God.
It
yeah.
is specialized
yeah.
care. It's tough. It's really tough.
Our kids, though, they all will put on masks and they'll keep them on. It's amazing. They're going to do better than the gen ed.
Oh, the yeah. kids
or
are.
Or how about the general population?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're really good. They know how to put them on. They Aww. Keep them on.
That's
it's
sweet.
Really good.
It was, you had a nice moment with one of them today with the scooter in the gym. yeah, this yeah. is so great.
We, put the square scooters, and I had
the little
hula
wooden scooters that you would use in gym class, like yeah. when you play crab mm-hmm. soccer.
Crab soccer.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Pulling different students around on that. It was so much. It was a really good workout. I was exhausted.
She has one student that's non-responsive, and it's great that the fact that he very stayed on the scooter is like just a screaming endorsement.
He he uses a device to talk, but he was saying wee.
Oh, that's so melting. That's wonderful.
Sweet. They're good. And then we had a dance party at the end of the day. We found out one of them likes the Black Eyed Peas, so we were playing.
That's sweet.
The band or the dinner? They're yeah. both great.
Mike likes the black eyed peas too.
I think it's important that we find out what everybody's drinking. And
we did that when you stepped out.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you did. Well, what is everybody drinking? I'd like to know.
Shannon, why don't you start?
Shannon, what are you having? Mule. Oh, you're having the champagne again.
Yeah. How do you pronounce it?
Vivo.
Yeah, it's
Rob, I didn't go to a French school.
Could you wait and let me hear from Mike?
All right, go ahead. Rob, you go first.
Vive Cliquot.
Is that how it's pronounced?
I believe so.
I thought it's vous. Vous de Cliquot.
How is it spelled? I thought there was a V-U-V-E in it.
Yeah, it is V-U-V-E.
It is called bubbly. I'm surprised you don't know that. It's at Costco.
It's called $30 too much.
Yeah, it's a little out of my price range. Yeah. Here's one thing I can say. Budweiser.
Budweiser.
Or Prosecco. I like how Mike says it, though. It sounds so
Miller Lite.
Miller. Good man.
Before we go to break here, and we're running a little bit late, I have to tell you, I'm playing golf with a buddy, and they got an outdoor bar, and the bartender comes over. It's the first time I've been using my buddy's line, which I find hysterical, is I'd like to try one of those new light beers from Miller. And it's the first time. It's my new favorite little
joke.
You
are a dork.
I am a total dork.
Oh, my God.
And the guy is behind a mask.
Right.
And he comes over and he said, "Can I help you?" I said, "Yeah, I'd like to try one of those new light beers from Miller." And he stops. And there's, I don't know if there's a smile, but I don't. His eyes tell me there's not.
Yeah.
And there's a pause and he's staring at me.
Yeah.
I swear. He's like, "Do it." He's got the mask on. Yeah. So he's like this. He's going. And he goes, and I swear to God, he goes, "We don't have that."
Serious.
He said, "I'll have to give you one of the old ones."
Okay.
I'll go with that.
To be fair,
Mike, he had a great interview. That's why they hired him.
Yeah. We will be right back with more fun
what
and
an idiot.
On the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, Americans. Guess who? Yes, it's me, your current and future president. And you know I'm being serious because I'm using my breathy voice. Listen, I will not concede anything until all the real votes are counted. All the fake votes are destroyed. Hopefully it's done by fire. I like fire. Remember, the fake media does not have the fake power to declare a fake winner. Fake. When the time is right, I will determine the winner of the TMOS shopping center candidates. Target, Walmart, both great. And until we have a true winner, use them both. Let's get to $270 spent by you at the TMOS shopping center. Just a click of the link at Mike O'Mara's website. And now, more words I like. Angry, argumentative, deluded, nugget, petulant, butterscotch, disregard, overcooked, undercooked, gooey, pebbles, poop, syrup, and willful ignorance. Stay the course, don't be distracted, and make a Hey, look, a bird!
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Freshly. I got it, Oscar. It's coming Monday. The big box is coming here. My problem is I'm going to have a house, you know, not full of people, but I'm going to have people here, and I'm going to say hands off.
Hands off.
Hey, come
Get
on.
Your little crumb
Drop it.
Eaters off the,
Shannon orders a Freshly for us every week. She
I'm going, Shannon, with the low-carb Freshlys.
Carb!
The low-carb alternatives that they have. A lot of that cauliflower will be coming my way. It's Freshly. The Zabalioses love it.
Yes.
Let me tell you about it. Freshly's nutritionists and chefs create meals made with whole food ingredients that taste great and are better for you. They do all the planning and prepping and cooking. All you have to do is heat for 3 minutes, and dinner is done. These days, going to the grocery store can be a challenge. Wearing your mask, trying to keep your distance, worrying about who's coughing in the next aisle, stepping over the bodies. It's horrible. With Freshly, you can skip all that and enjoy fully prepared dinners delivered. You go to your Costco, I'll go to mine.
I understand.
Not frozen, right to your door. Simply, I have a Costco story when we come back.
Good.
Simply order online and get the Freshly app and choose from over 30 delicious, satisfying, better-for-you meals. like steak peppercorn and harvest time chicken risotto. Join the 1.5 million satisfied Freshly users and skip shopping, the prepping, the cooking, and the cleanup. Freshly is offering our listeners $40 off their first two orders at Freshly.com/TMOS. That's Freshly.com/TMOS. Now, speaking of food, this week, I didn't even tell this story on the regular show a couple of days ago. I'm going to Rob's favorite store in the world, Costco.
The Costco.
And Mrs.
Company,
O'Mara,
yes,
who, God bless her, is back in the workforce, getting those magic fingers, doing the facials with all these ladies. It's fantastic. Yeah, that's the facial thing.
Right, jazz there, hands. Kitty.
Carrie.
Getting the facials.
Play along.
So she says, I'm doing a lot of the low carb. So I said, I'm going to go get some chicken. I'm going to get one of those roaster chickens at Costco.
Oh, God. You should have been around
good.
When
they're like good. Roasted chickens.
They're so
when,
good. They're good.
When Carrie's dad was alive.
Why is that?
He would get them fresh and cut them and roast them.
Kill them. And
cut off their heads.
Chop them. Feathers. I bet they're good, though. I bet like when you chop the head off and then eat it an hour later, it's probably pretty
it's
yummy.
Not
when
gamey,
you get
that's
all
for sure.
Don't eat the head, though.
No. Well, I mean, when you get it that fresh, though, you just, you know, you're in mid-meal. What is it? Feather? Anyway, so.
Mine had an egg in it.
So. Oh, gross.
It happens. Yeah, there's feathers in ours.
So I'm there to pick up the usual stuff, a battery or two, but you know what? Primarily, it's the chicken. It's the
a
chicken. A battery or two.
Do you have the batteries chicken that are called with three A's? I need one battery with three A's.
I would like a 3A battery and a cashew. Do thank you very much. And
what's your stuff olive?
Yes. Could you drop one of those chocolate covered raisins into the bag at the bottom, please? Please do that,
guys,
for me.
Guys, what is it with the visual of 80 batteries that you're like, that's got to be a value?
It's, I know. They
I read
could
it.
Charge
I read the article.
$40,000, but you would still think it's a good deal.
You know what? I read the Costco article. It said, what's the value at Costco? What's not? Batteries are on the list of being stuff you do get at Costco.
Love
you get
it.
A better deal. I go back, and if you see the ovens at Costco, and I'm sure they have these at grocery stores, but the ones at Costco, they got like 100 chickens in there that are just rotisserie
huge,
cooking.
Huge spits.
Just massive, giant. Yeah. And I go back there, and I look at their little display shelf, and the cupboard is bare. And I look up, and I see the guy back there, and then I hear, it'll be 21 minutes, ma'am. And I hear this, and I look over at her.
Ma'am?
And then I look over. He says that, well, this is the guy behind the counter talking to a lady, an old lady, at the front. And I look over. No, not me. Yes, sir. I would have liked it, Carrie. I would have liked it, but no, I didn't. Let's just say I didn't have the right outfit on.
You know? Yeah, for
that's
once,
happened before, you know.
When you put on that sundress and you go into Costco, you look like Glenn Close in The Natural.
He would have stopped the rotisserie.
Or if your
and
t-shirt
me,
was too tight.
Even though it was 21 minutes till it was done, he would have stopped it and given it to me rare. I wore
it's
my
rare.
Sundress.
Yeah. Chicken so he loses says, vitamins when it's overcooked.
He says to the wizened lady in the 21 minutes, and she goes, all right. And I see her take like four steps. And then I look to her left, and there are conservatively 6 or 7 people to her left. I then look over to my right, and there are 11 or 12 people. And I realize all these people are waiting for the chicken.
Yep.
The cheapest chicken in the world and cooked. Because down here, cooking a meal is, people just don't do it.
No.
People don't cook down here.
Mike,
you know?
Why is the chicken in the back corner of Costco? Because it's a loss leader. They want you to go back there. And the fact that at dinner time on a weekday, they run out of chicken is not an accident.
Really?
Because for 21 minutes, you're going to be looking around.
That's why the toilet paper is in the back.
This is the same reason that, you know, in the morning, a hamburger stand will fry up some onions because it smells like onions. They want you to know that
you.
It's there. That Mike, that's how they get you.
That's
how,
Shannon, what were you going to say?
Sorry, I was saying that Rob's audio sounds weird.
Yeah, it's because...
sounds hollow.
It's because...
It's the alcohol.
Yeah. No, once Carla puts her headphones. Oh, look, an outfit change.
Outfit change.
Yeah, first one of the evening. There we go.
You asked for
there
it.
There we
Carla
go.
Has
thank
brought
you.
The.
Love
it.
Thank you.
What is that T-shirt?
I want my MTV.
Oh my gosh.
That's classic. It's classic.
I want my.
You remember back in like the early 90s?
Yeah, I remember that.
Late 80s.
Yeah. I was alive back then. I was actually an afternoon DJ. 51, 52 back then.
It was actually 1985.
It was
1985.
Good old days.
Where were you in 85, Mike? What station?
Just starting at WAVA in Washington, D.C. with the Morning Zoo, with Don and Mike and the Morning Zoo. The Capitol Morning Zoo.
Rob, where were you?
You were there for like 3 years.
1985?
Right?
5 years.
Five?
I was just starting. When Mike started on the mornings, I was a sophomore in high school. Mm. And I remember telling people, you've got to listen to this show.
Cool.
It's out of this world. So crazy.
I was six. Where were you, Shannon?
I wasn't born yet.
Oh.
I know exactly where I was when I first...
I was a junior in high school.
Jesus, she wasn't born yet?
No, I was born in 86.
Let me tell you, the first time I heard about the Don and Mike show, I was 7 years old.
Ooh.
And we were in Manassas Meadows in our apartments. I was in my grandmother's apartment. I think we were living there at the time. And I was in the bedroom that I shared with my brother. And we turned on the radio. It was
101.1?
105.1. Point one.
Yeah. Or 105.
Yeah, and then you guys were talking about how a Christian station turning like
That's the end of the run.
Yeah, that was when I remember.
You vividly remember that?
I remember them talking like, yeah, this Christian station's coming along, and they're like, yeah, that sucks.
If I knew them what I know now, I could have walked in there when the general manager was saying, no, they don't plan a format show. They're going to keep you on. Yeah,
the funny thing
keep
is,
us on a Christian station.
Emmis, the company, Emmis actually means truth.
Truth.
Odd. Yeah. But, Mike, this is August 1st, 1981.
Yeah, I knew it was in 85.
85 for that one.
81?
Yep, August.
MTV.
So amazing.
Music videos. Not what they once were. Not as big a deal. They're really not a thing anymore, are they?
They still do
them. I don't
watch
them.
Still make them, but they're not a thing.
Teen pregnancy shows.
Yes.
But you know, Carrie will back me up because we are fairly close in age. She's significantly older, but we're in the same demographic.
Held up better.
There were, and will continue to.
You can say that again.
Yeah, but you look 10 years younger than he does.
In 1981, you had to find friends that had MTV because it was a big deal if someone had it.
Remember,
you could
Channel 33.
Oh, I never
where
had
I was.
It.
We had,
I think.
We still had the we didn't have a remote. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, one of my friends said, if you go to, I think it was like our channel 27 was the, I don't know, that extra station. But if you pushed in the knob and turned it like a dial,
you could almost find it.
You could get MTV free.
Yeah. I did the same thing when I lived in the Willow Lake Apartments with porn.
Super TV. Oh,
you would watch the scratchy
channel 54. It would work for me if I even with the squiggly. I said, "Oh, they're
well." See, Mike and I
know. I know what they're doing.
Mike and I grew up.
Yeah,
we grew up at a time where porn wasn't. You couldn't get it on
it
the computer.
Accessible.
There weren't no.
Yeah. No,
Of course. I grew up in a time where you had to go to a movie theater.
See? Ew.
Yeah. But I never did.
Mike's
I never
been. Did. Trust me, told
us. Yeah, my mom. I found out my mom did.
I piled a bunch of boys in the car, and we went over there in high school. And
I might have been too.
Manchester Twin in Manchester, Connecticut.
Yeah.
We went into the Manchester Twin, and it was like right after school, so you had all the derelicts.
Yeah, but wasn't there one in Virginia you would go to all the time as well?
Yeah.
There was the Shirley Duke. The Shirley Duke. Rob knows the Shirley Duke.
And also, wasn't there the Fox Chase? In Alexandria?
There was the Fox Chase
in
Alexandria.
Fox Chase was two theaters. One would be like The Rescuers.
Thursdays
was never, by the way,
I was never
anything that was a good experience. That's my memory of it. Because it just was, you're in a
How
public place.
How did you
place.
Feel walking into that place?
Like a sneaky. A pervert.
Yeah, but not as relaxed as he felt when he walked out.
On that note, we gotta take a break. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills. No,
why am I shoes sticky?
It's meant to be enjoyed at home. Anyway, we'll take a break.
Do you know that the Lee X Art Theater in Richmond is now a legitimate theater owned by Virginia Commonwealth University? I hope they change the flooring. Yes, yeah, bad news.
All right. We will take a little break here and be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Now, King's thing.
Oh, okay.
Hi, I'm Larry. I don't trust my doorknobs. I haven't tied a shoe in over 12 years. How about a TV show about cheese?
My medicine chest is mostly full of ointments.
I don't understand TikTok, but I love it. Canned fruit cocktail. Underrated.
I just don't think that Joker movie was all that funny.
I once lost a finger in a zipper accident. I need somebody to help me find my keys. When I need a laugh, I listen to the TMOS bonus show.
We're just waving to Oscar.
We're just saying hi.
You're being friendly. Passport to the S-port.
We're being nice.
Whoa. Hi. Funny, right?
Bye. Oscar.
Carrie loves the King's Things promos.
Oh, thank you, Carrie. I'm sorry. You know, I work with these guys every day, so I'm confused.
Like, why are they laughing?
I'm not sitting there where they, you know, it's not like a promo comes on that we've done and run 50 times on the air, and Rob and Oscar are going.
Well, Oscar and Shannon were giving each other the thumbs up. Like, are you okay?
Yeah, yeah.
So I caught that, and I waved to see if they would notice me.
Waving.
And they were looking. They waved back.
Yeah, maybe pay attention.
Yeah.
Okay.
Them.
Great.
We like you too.
We like you too.
Thank you. I'm sort of ambivalent towards everybody.
Try not to get a phone call for them after the show.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Crate Joy. Crate
yes.
Joy, get a phone call from me.
What, no, yelling? From me. I've done that.
Everything's good this week.
Yeah.
Everybody's really
happy.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. No,
everybody's engaged this
Rob
week. It's wonderful. Everybody's happy.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm hungry.
Are you happy?
Oh, yeah.
And Crate Joy is a happy company, and we're happy to welcome them back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You probably know what a subscription box is. In fact, you probably already have them, like a meal kit, a pet box, those type of things. Did you know there's one great place where you can shop for thousands of subscriptions, no matter what your interest. Say hello to Crate Joy. Crate Joy is the world's first and only subscription box marketplace.
That is such a cool concept.
That's not funny. I'm just losing it.
I was on CrateJoy.com this week, and
thank
you know what they have? This is amazing. You put in something you like. They will put you on a Blu-ray subscription service.
Yeah.
So can you imagine
that
once a month you get three or four movies that you love, or send three or four movies that someone else loves as a gift to them? They're going to think you're a hero, Alice.
Heck yeah!
Crate Joy subscription,
a lot of musicals,
subscription boxes for women, for men, for kids, and for any special folks in your life. Crate Joy is the perfect holiday gift.
Yes.
Sound of Music, The Music Man. Singing in the Rain. I love that a subscription box is the gift that keeps on giving.
Stupid.
It shows how much you care
it.
Long after the holidays. It makes you a better gift giver. Looking to give the perfect gift or maybe treat yourself, you can shop thousands of subscription boxes all in one place. And get 30% off your first box when you sign up at CrateJoy.com/TMOS. Sign up today at CrateJoy.com/TMOS and get 30% off your first box and early access to all Crate Joy's holiday specials. Crate Joy, get joy delivered right to your door. And we thank you, everybody. Thank you for doing the costume change.
I love it. I love dressing up.
We are very, very thankful for our wonderful listeners this time of year. I would like to say, based on what I've been seeing on social media the last couple of weeks, that you know what? We're going back to the live thing. We can't wait. This group, we cannot wait. The thing that
I cannot wait.
What developed?
I might even
Carrie,
go this time.
Yes,
Carrie,
please,
you
Carrie,
better be
please.
On that plane getting out there if we go to Vegas.
Yeah, come.
What happened along the way when I'll tell you how it all started. I went to a Big O and Duke show and showed up and I said, holy Moses, these guys have this live show and get this wonderful one-on-one with listeners. Mm-hmm. I want to steal this, and they were so gracious to me, and I stole the idea. Not that it was stealing an idea to do a live show.
Live shows are live shows,
But I realized that we could do this for the Mike O'Mara Show. Then It was Washington, D.C. Did a couple of them in D.C. Then we branch out a little bit, and we decided to do
destination shows.
Destination kind of like, shows. Can you pack a crowd?
All of this, by the way, from the first live show in D.C. to the first destination show, these are all trial balloons. We are not sure if it would work. Yeah. Then we get Oscar works a wonderful situation for us out in Las Vegas with the good people at Zappos, and we go out to Zappos, and it's fun, 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 and then we do another one out at Zappos. And what has happened along the way is that Rob and Mike and Oscar, we are a side act. We yep. are a side dish for what has become a little convention of friends.
Yes.
And I see these pictures with people that are seeing each other once a year, and it's spectacular. And I am telling you, as soon as we get the green light, as soon as we think it's reasonable to put people in a large group out there, we are going to do it.
So are you saying it's going to be November or anytime?
Like, I think reasonably. I think there is a good chance that we could shoot for a year from now. Yeah, I think
so.
I think that would be a reasonable thing to shoot for. But I'll tell you, when we do it, I swear to you.
How about vaccines come out and then we'll like
vaccines
maybe
come out.
We're looking at that. March maybe a little early. March.
Yeah.
I think March might be pushing
it. Carrie.
But what I want to do is I want to tell everybody we're going to do it, and I want it to be bigger and better than it's ever been.
Let's run a cornfield.
I want another band. I want a magician. Mm-hmm. I want plate spinners. I want keggers. I want to sleep in listeners' rooms under the bed.
Yes. I want to throw everything. Up in the f***ing toilet. I want somebody to hold my hair while I do it.
And nice. I want fun. And I want that slot machine to be nice to me.
Oh, yeah. And I want to hit a couple jackpots, too. Yeah. Is that too much to ask?
No. Come on.
It's fantastic. I mean, really, it just what a great group of people. Seeing the groups of listeners that were in that that bar. Yeah. At the
Downtown Grand.
Man, so very, very
cool.
Do
you ever look at your memories feed, like on this day, years in the past on Facebook? Now that we've been, Mike, you and I have been on Facebook the same amount of time. We go back 11 or 12 years. And when you go back and you see people that say, oh, yeah, here's a day we had. Here's 70 pictures from it. And you look at it, it's like, oh, my God, we actually did that. But what's amazing is the video that I've seen. And Oscar, I want you to mention that.
So Jim Amato, you know, we have so many creative and wonderful people within
great
our
folks.
Community here. And this is what's sweet is, and also maybe telling to our community. Jim Amato, when we were out at a Las Vegas show, he was taking a bunch of video. He's like, I'm going to make, and if Carla stops talking, that'd be sweet. Or you mute her.
Hey, Oscar.
You know what? You're not going to see your sister at all.
It's not my fault, okay?
Oscar, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I'm videotaping Carla right now to make a video about tonight.
So. You'll never see your sister again. Because you're being such a
you
bad
just
boy.
Made Oscar yell at me.
No, I wasn't
Oscar
yelling.
Oscar yelled at Carla because you were talking.
I'm not yelling
Tell everybody
at
why you're bothering us. About your show.
I am
what do you
not
want?
Yelling.
My sister.
Aw, that's
She'll
sweet.
She'll be here. She's on her way.
It will be ready when it's ready.
She will be here when she gets here.
Love you. Get out of here. I'm doing a show. I'm making a living. I'm paying.
Hey, can you ask him?
Can you ask him real quick?
What he wants for Christmas from us?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yes, but
please.
Not tonight.
Okay, not tonight.
No gifts will be mentioned tonight.
Okay,
the gift is that I'm letting him stay up late.
I'm getting him a fruitcake.
What did Jim Amato do? He made a video.
An almost 8-minute video that recaps the entire weekend of friends. Listeners that are friends now, this wonderful community that really just connect. And I watched it, and you know, Mike, I'm dead inside. I sat there and I was like, damn it. I can't wait till this is over so we can see everybody again. It's fantastic.
I think we always enjoyed the activity. It's not gotten old for us. But at the same time, I will tell you this, that it was always for us. We perceived it as work.
Mm-hmm.
I have now, when I've missed it for a year, I missed it so badly. I want to do it so much. And,
don't realize what you have until you really can't do it.
And just what a great group of people. So I commit to them. We're going to, we're going to do that. Rob, I need you to hit the music while you're pouring your other drink. Okay? Jesus. It's that time of the show. That's it. We'll take a break, and
it's gonna be great
come
to get back
out
to Vegas because I know my Uncle Bruce is out of gummies.
That's wonderful.
I am.
We'll be right back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
man, is that O'Mara Rock?
Yeah, man.
Well, turn it up, man. KTEL Records presents 16 original hits inspired by The Mike O'Mara Show in one far-out collection.
It's O'Mara Rock.
This groovy collection covers everything TMOS. There are songs about legendary P1 listeners.
Jolene, Jolene.
Hit songs about the TMOS wives.
And songs about all the things TMOS listeners love.
It's a whiskey drink. It drinks a
vodka
drink.
Out of sight.
You can get on the TMOS Hit Parade by becoming a TMOS Talking Head.
Send your email to Rob with two B's at MikeOmaraShow.com and include your name and phone number and explain all about your wild, wild life.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Hey, we're all drinking. Isn't that great? Isn't that great? And they say
that a lot to moan.
Too bad the show is almost over and the fun has to stop. Too bad we can't hit up a second location tonight. Well, wrong, ferret face.
What?
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 Oh, Carrie, what are you doing?
Excuse me.
Did you say ferret face?
Ferret face.
Ferret face.
You're a mealy-mouthed ninny and we hate you. You see, the second location awaits. God, Miller Lite tonight.
Jesus. What did you have for dinner?
I had dinner.
Oh my God!
Oh no!
Oh,
oh no!
You know, I bet Carla can guess what you had for dinner.
Yeah, he had f***ing crab.
Carla, have to edit during the regular show. Every time you say the F word.
Wait, hold on a minute.
Yeah,
so the
commercials, regular show.
That says bonus. No,
that's bonus. I'm doing a commercial
for
the
bonus show. I'm kidding. See?
Huh. Effing. The bonus show streams once free of charge. It's the bonus show.
She was kidnapped when she was young. You can't blame her.
Come, no. Jonas, whether you be rural or urban, and laugh and cheer and drink some bourbon. Bonus show. Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, it streams free after this show.
Yeah,
that's the deal.
Yeah, we're going to have a great time.
I'm sorry.
What?
Sorry about what?
That I'm misbehaving.
You're not misbehaving, but it's just, you
Mrs.
know, every time Mrs. O'Mara cusses, the people that edit the show have to work later tonight.
My aunt, sorry, in fairness, guys. Pony needs the work.
I don't like to drive at night.
Why'd you mute me?
Oh, I'm sorry. I muted my wife.
Now we're having another fight.
He muted me.
I know he muted you.
What a jerk.
He was talking about your favorite person, Pony.
Yeah.
I know. I can't. Pony. It's like he muted me just because he knew I would say something about Pony.
Exactly.
It really burns me up. Well, hey, say it. Well, I can't remember what I was saying anyway.
Was it in French?
Pony.
Rob, so I'm trying to get your attention right before the break, and I would now like to do for the video watchers my impression of Rob on the show when he pours himself a drink. All right,
all right, here we go.
Two, one.
Good mimic.
I agree with that. Yeah.
Can I Can I do an impression as well?
Ice.
Can I do a little
yes,
more?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, you're a good mimic.
So we're all talking, and it's just working out, and we're doing a show, but it's like.
Yeah, the whole time.
Yeah.
The ice going into the glass. Yeah.
It's called.
Like, what is your? Can you move the camera over to your station?
Yeah.
You're like
full dark art.
Do you have a handle down there? Is it a handle of booze?
There he goes.
There he goes.
You want to be jealous of this?
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
He legit goes to the store and gets a bag of ice.
You buy ice. You want ice? You buy ice. You want beer for your wife? You keep it cold in the ice.
What kind of beer is she drinking? What is the beer? What's the flavor?
Blue Moon.
Oh, Blue Moon.
Good man.
Yeah.
There's the handle.
Tito's. Vodka for dog lovers.
For your lady. Yeah.
And for Kristen Chubbuck.
When this show's over, you'll be able to put the ship in a bottle. I guarantee you that.
And Tropicana OJ. But I'm still a little bitter that, you know what? It's on me. It's on me. I have no Galliano. I have none Galliano.
That's okay.
Galliano. Yeah, who's Galliano? What is
every
Galliano?
Week you drink those maple syrup drinks of yours, and you know, you get a little less sugary aperitif is probably
gonna work
fine.
For you.
Sugary aperitif was my stripper name.
No, you become less sexy.
If such a thing is possible. Big fan.
Rob's trying
will
a new drink
this.
Tonight. Rob's trying a new drink tonight. It's called the A1C. That's what it's called. The A1C. It's delicious.
Well, it's called the Cerrito Gone. No, Galliano
Oscar.
Oh, I
miss Jimmy.
Try this. It's a blue toe. This is my new concoction.
Oh, my God. It's a rotten toe.
It's a rotten toe.
Not going to wear my shoes today because they can't fit anybody.
No, Oscar Galliano is an anisette liqueur, like licorice. And when you top orange juice and vodka with it, it makes a really, really tasty drink because it's like a screwdriver with a little bit of a licorice touch to it.
Okay. Well, I have a bulletin. I have a bulletin for all
never
you.
Never even had
Listen,
that.
Listen, it's one thing, I think, as you stumble into your 40s and as you're getting into your 50s, you can probably handle it. But I'll tell you something. It doesn't get any easier to imbibe when you get into your 50s and 60s. It, to me, I mean, Carla talks about it, and she's 21 years younger than I am.
Can I just say this?
Yes,
the other night, we went out to a friend's house and had some steak, and I had three little glasses of wine.
Mm-hmm.
Three little glasses of red wine.
My friend Olegari.
Okay. And I'm like, I'm not even going to make them full glasses because I have to work tomorrow and I want to feel good.
Yes.
I wake up in the morning. I'm like, I say I'm 70%, but really I'm only 30.
Mm-hmm.
How does that even happen?
You're out of drinking shape. Yes. You're out of drinking
shape. You have to drink a lot of water.
No.
Liquid
IV. I drink right water before bed.
Liquid,
well,
liquid IV. Yes. Liquid IV.
Yeah. Eat some food right before bed.
My buddy who is from Mexico,
also
and is a wonderful guy. Yeah. We have become very, very close friends, and he pours me from his very.
Are you serious,
Rob?
What the f- are you Rob? Doing? Honest, now I'm cussing. You make more noise during this show.
Yeah, yell at him.
By
you
God,
have
I'm
to
sitting there
crumble
saying,
that paper?
My buddy Oli, and Rob goes.
You should hear him when
Keep
he sleeps.
Quiet, for Christ's sake. And when you put the ice
he
in, don't take your ham and slam it into the ice bag. Gently put the
sweating.
Ice in, or go to another room to do it, for Christ's sake.
Or mute.
Jealous.
Mute.
Of
how
ice.
About you? Just mute yourself.
How about yourself?
All right. How about you mute
My
yourself?
Buddy, all right. Shut up. I'm just going to tell this. We are at the end of the first show.
Yes.
I have to finish this. He gives me tequila from Mexico. This is apparently a ridiculous expensive tequila.
Yes. Okay.
And he pours that much into a glass.
And he dips his tongue.
And I begin to sip.
Right.
And then I have a second. And then by the time Carla met us down there. And by the third one, I think the painting was moving.
Oh no,
Mike,
well, you played it off well because I didn't know that you were drunk.
Have I ever told you that my father made the mistake of taking me to a diplomatic dinner when I was younger, when I was turning 21, in Mexico City, and it was the beginning of a dinner where we had like four or five diplomats, and in Mexico, it's a tradition to give you this. Like,
can I ask a favor?
Yes.
Can you tell that story in the bonus show?
I can. I'm sorry. I don't have a clock.
Because we are up on.
I didn't realize it's over.
We're deep into it.
Let's do it.
No. I have to be honest. I want to hear the story from the beginning. Yeah. You know, I could be like the other guy in Leesburg going.
Rob.
I rarely remember the bonus shows.
Okay.
It's called audio texture, Mike. Our show is rich with it.
Thank you. We got to get out of here. Thank you all for listening. As we continue now with another full hour. If it's this bad now, imagine what it's going to be 1 hour from now.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
You damn dummies.
Well, I won't remember that. I might talk dirty.
It'll be great. Talk dirty. Carrie talks really, really filthy in the bonus show. And Carla will do. Are you going to do another costume?
I think I want to.
Yeah. Do a real dirty one.
Oh,
anyway. There you go. All right. We'll see you next time. For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, Carrie Spiewak, Shannon Zabalios, Carla O'Mara, and my son, Michael William. Mike O'Mara saying so long.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
That was a hot mess inside a dumpster fire. Inside a train wreck.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
It's Dungeon. They collect your things. They're loading your car.
Do you know who I am? I'm Mo Green.
Well, bye.